This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Lance, Kevin, Sam, Brett, and others, your calls on the other side. But first, a compilation of the tax reform apocalypse put together by Darren McBrain.
We're going to give the American people a huge tax cut for Christmas. Hopefully that will be a great, big, beautiful Christmas present.
Boo! You promised us a wall. Boo!
Well, the good news for President Trump is that his tax plan just passed the Senate. The bad news is he might not be president long enough to sign it.
How could Trump possibly defend a plan that raises taxes on the middle class and cuts them for high earners? Well, by not knowing or understanding anything about it.
You have a group of people who have no idea how to govern. They don't understand public policy. They don't understand how this country interacts with the rest of the world. There are people that have never held these jobs who for the most part want to destroy the very agencies that they're representing.
Trump could save like $1 billion in taxes.
He's going to benefit.
I really believe that he ran for president just so that he could cut his own taxes. He had no interest in governing.
Experts also say the plan will give huge tax cuts.
Actually, I think his taxes in New York went up, you bimbo.
$1 a year. Of course, all that money will eventually trickle down, first from rich parents to their kids, and then from those kids to their Molly dealers at Coachella.
I mean, finally, we have a leader who understands what average truckers care about, passing our multi-million-dollar estates onto our privileged offspring.
You know, once the Republicans get this tax bill passed, they won't need Donald Trump anymore. I mean, they already got what they wanted. You know, I mean, it's not like they like you.
It looks like Trump is, how should I put this, lying? Because based on the last Trump tax return that we know anything about, this plan would have saved him $31 million in taxes. That's $31 million for himself.
I am submitting to this court.
Again, another misnomer.
That is the reason he ran.
I can't. These people are such liars.
It is not. I don't believe his motivation was to help the country.
Maybe it cut his federal taxes, but he's going to be paying more with state tax now.
And people can't stop talking about my new tax plan.
Oh my God, I loved
Trump's new tax plan.
It was awesome and action-packed.
I usually can never drag her out to see it.
My new tax plan.
I didn't expect to like it, but
Trump's new tax plan.
To summarize, our plan goes from 8 tax brackets down to 4, cuts the corporate tax rate from much more and equal to 35% tax, and brings it all the way down to 20%, and cuts tax rates for small businesses to the lowest level in more than 80 years.
Yes, bottom line, he's taken our tax plan back more than 80 years to the 1930s, the era that will forever be known as the Great Happiness.
It's not even funny. These people aren't even funny.
Stop messing with people and telling them that we're going to pay for a wall we didn't ask for. If you're going to generate more money, and also, I'm sorry, you know,
I don't know how people watch this.
If you really want to help the middle class and generate money for the economy, you need to keep money in the middle class pocket.
That's what they're doing.
No, that's not
what they're
doing. No.
There are some elements of it that will benefit the middle class. We've got to make those permanent.
The general shape of this legislation has been clear from its first iterations that it will hurt people who make less money. It'll hurt poor people, working people, middle class people.
We see broadly that this tax bill is unpopular, and that
have to ask yourself, are all of these people that fake, that phony, that bought and paid for? Or are they going after Trump because they're afraid maybe he's investigating something they've been involved in? I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So we just saw and heard the compilation of all of the fake news late night hosts. They're actually literally fake news. They're comedians posing as anchors. But you can sense it. You can taste it. You can feel it. You know that they really do hate Trump. And when they're up there reading the fake news about Trump, it's honestly to deceive the audience into hating Trump as much as they do. And, you know, again, it's so hard to explain. But the louder they shout against Trump, the more skeletons they have in their closet. And I thoroughly believe that. And the reason why we're seeing this confluence of voices crying out against Trump is because I think what they've been involved in for decades is about to all come crashing down. You know, the spirit cookings and such. You know, President Trump says that people that kidnap and rape children need to die a quick death. So I'm just throwing that out there. But I wanted to go back to this video. I feel it's timely now. This is from Hillary Clinton in 2016, basically saying everything else they said about Trump that ended up being completely false and that Trump would destroy the economy. Here's Clinton.
But you might think that because he has spent his life as a businessman, he'd be better prepared to handle the economy.
Pause it right there. Pause it right there. This is so key. See, this is why they said Trump was not fit for office, because you have to be a total criminal, corrupt, crooked, lying sack of crap like Hillary Clinton. That's how you fit into Washington, D.C. So Trump, not a career politician, actually made his own money by working in the private sector. And then Hillary Clinton says, well, you can't have that. How would he know what he's doing? He's actually had real life experience. He doesn't know what he's doing. This is, again, from 2016. Go back to Clinton.
Well, it turns out he's dangerous there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
Oh, but oh, yeah. Oh, and they all cheer.
One of the leading firms that analyzes the top threats to the global economy, called the Economist Intelligence Unit, comes out with a new list of threats every month. It includes things like terrorism and the disintegration of Europe. And this month, number three on the list is Donald Trump becoming president of the United States. Just think about that.
Hmm. So more
every
fake
day,
news.
We see how reckless.
You tried to steal an election. Let me tell you something. Hillary Clinton is caught red-handed trying to steal an election. Do you understand?
You can pick it up. So Hillary Clinton basically works around ways and uses the DNC to fund the Trump dossier, which is fake. Everyone knows it's fake. It's fake. It gets floated around. Nobody wants to report on it until the trash of the trash BuzzFeed decides to publish it. Now you've got them trying to pay FBI agents to certify it as real. They won't even touch it. Then you find out James Comey and Peter Strzok from the FBI worked together to edit the terminology in the investigation so that Hillary Clinton could walk away without being charged, even though she was guilty of sin. Then you find out that the Orrs, Bruce and Nellie Orr, were in contact with Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, who made up the fake dossier, and were probably communicating over a ham radio. Oh, and Bruce Orr was also visiting President Obama's Oval Office dozens of times. Oh, yeah, and he said we need an insurance policy in case Trump wins. Oh, yeah, and we had the Democrats caught red-handed thanks to Project Veritas admitting that they do dirty tricks in order to win elections. Oh, and by the way, I guess now's as good a time as any. Roy Moore files complaint to block Alabama Senate result. Roy Moore hasn't given up. He says there was voter fraud. And he doesn't want Doug Jones to be certified yet. So that lawsuit is ongoing, and I think Roy Moore has a case. We'll see what happens there. But regardless, let's get back to the point. Hillary Clinton in 2016 said if Trump got his hands on the economy, it would be devastating. And so did CNN and MSNBC and Newsweek and the rest of the fake news. But then what happened? Trump got every quarter a 3% GDP growth. 4 for 4. Obama, 0 for 16. Obama goes 0 for 16 in trying to get... I guess actually it was worse. He went 0 for 32. I'm sorry. Obama goes 0 for 32 on a 3% GDP growth. Trump goes 4 for 4. Obama had zero stock market records. Trump keeps breaking them. But yeah, Trump will be bad for the economy. But here's another distinct difference as far as the political movements are concerned. We played a video earlier of a bad lip reading of Donald Trump where they give President Trump a pretty hard time. I thought it was funny. I thought it was a good video. I laughed at it. But now here's Vanity Fair trolling Hillary Clinton in a video, and the left freaked out. So here's Vanity Fair trolling Hillary Clinton. 6 New Year's resolutions for Hillary Clinton.
It's time to start working on your sequel to your book, What Happened? What the hell happened?
Get someone on your tech staff to disable autofill on your iPhone so that typing an F doesn't become Form Exploratory Committee for 2020.
You know, on Anderson Cooper, you were telling him about alternate nostril breathing. You seem really adept. You should try teaching a class.
Take more photos in the woods. How else are you going to meet unsuspecting hikers?
Take up a new hobby in the new year. Volunteer work, knitting, improv comedy, literally anything that'll keep you from running again.
To finally put away your James Comey voodoo doll. Now, we all know you think that James Comey cost you the election, and he might have.
James Comey kept her out of prison.
It's a year later, and time to move on.
She should be thanking James Comey.
Hillary Clinton.
Cheers to you, Hillary.
Cheers to you, Hillary Clinton.
You know what? Cheers to you, Hillary Clinton, because you'll never be president. How do you like that? Cheers to Hillary Clinton for never being president. But so they put out that video, and the left freaks out. That video wasn't even that hard-hitting. It wasn't even really that funny. And the left freaks out. Oh, how dare you give Hillary Clinton such a hard time? Why are you going after Hillary Clinton? You can't joke about Hillary. Oh, my gosh. And everybody's wondering why Vanity Fair would put out that video, because the left doesn't even have a sense of humor. A wise man once told me, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're missing out on the greatest joke of all. So, unfortunately for liberals, they're missing out on the greatest joke of all. And then the second greatest joke of all, Hillary Clinton. And you're not allowed to joke about that. But isn't that hilarious? Not only does the left can't handle humor when it's aimed at them, but again, Clinton says in 2016, if Trump gets his hands on the economy, it's going to be devastating. It couldn't be farther from the truth if you told me that you hopped in the ocean and it wasn't wet. So, you know, can they get any crazier? Can the libtards' IQ get any lower? Do they even want to wake up and smell the coffee? Do they even want to be successful? I mean, this is what I'm saying. Look at the GDP. Look at the jobs growth. Look at unemployment going down. Look at welfare going down. Why not get on this train? Even if you don't like Trump, why not get on the winning team? Why not enjoy the fact America's booming right now? They can't even do that because they're so filled with hate. They can't even, because, and it's all fake news. It's all the Seth Meyers fake news. It's all the Trevor Noah fake news. The Stephen Colbert fake news. All the fake news convinces all the fake people that President Trump is a fake president, even though he's the first real president, probably in all of these people's lives. I promise I'm going to get to your phone calls immediately on the other side. Lance, Kevin, Sam, Brett, Chaz, don't go anywhere. The Alex Jones Show returns.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Working vacation. It's the only type of vacation he knows. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones. We go to the phone lines now. Let's kick it off with Lance calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Lance. You're on the air.
Hey, Owen.
Hey.
You handsome son of a gun. I've always just listened to you guys over the shortwave, but I saw you on the internet the other day. I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you get sexually harassed by those women in Austin? I used to live there.
You know, I made a joke of it yesterday because of the whole Joy Villa thing, which, again, I mean, at least, you know, part of me is like, hey, she's pressing charges, so at least, you know, that's one thing. The other part of me is like, you know, if let's say a drunk woman walks up to me and slaps me on the butt, the last thing I'm thinking about is a lawsuit. I can assure you that. You know, but now this whole story is kind of taking a weird turn. I mean, if you look at the picture of Joy and Corey Lewandowski, she seems to be enjoying herself. Other people that were at that event said they never saw such a thing, but I don't know. That's a non-issue to me. In fact, you know, I'll just be perfectly honest with you at this point. I don't really care about any of the details of this. It's none of my business. However, I'll just go ahead and make this statement now because I know a lot of our audience wants to hear it. But I just don't think Joy is electable at this point. She's too toxic with the Scientology stuff and now with this lawsuit going. Unfortunately, that's just my opinion, and no one's going to censor me here at InfoWars, so that's me. But as far as being sexually assaulted, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, if someone is sexually assaulted, it's like, you know, it's kind of obvious. If someone is drunk and walks up to a girl at the bar and is inappropriately slapping them on the butt, what happened to a nice turnaround slap in the face right in public? A little public embarrassment, perhaps, is all that person deserves. But now, apparently, you know, it's assault if you drunkenly pat a girl on the butt, not saying, I do that. But, you know, again, is that worthy of a lawsuit and a police investigation? I don't know. And, you know, harassment now is asking a girl for a phone number. So what they're going to do is they're going to turn men off from having a libido. They're going to turn men off from actually approaching a woman they find attractive. And this is all part of the destroying of the family agenda that we know exists. So, but as far as, I'm not even going to answer that question. Thank you for the call, Lance. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia, which, by the way, it looks like Kevin is calling on this subject. What I want to hear from callers is, Pew Research Center had a story today, 17 striking findings from 2017. I find them to be rather trivial. So I want to know, what are the biggest striking findings to you? My list has to be, you know, Peter Stroke, Bruce Orr, and everything that was exposed with them trying to fix the election from the people electing Donald Trump. You got Hillary Clinton rigging the primaries against Bernie Sanders. You got the JFK cover-up being exposed. Those are my biggest striking findings. Let's now go to Kevin. Kevin, what do you think was this most striking finding in 2017?
Well, I have two. And the number one is the JFK files. It proves to me that the same tactics that they were using back in the 60s are the same tactics that they're using today.
Now, let's be clear here. Are you talking about how the government and the CIA implants operators in media in order to carry out false news and false narratives?
Absolutely. That's one of them. It's that tactics with Mockingbird.
And this exactly. And Project Mockingbird was exposed in the church hearings. So this is just history.
Yes, just history. The other thing that I find to be very, very fascinating, and I take a whole different approach to this, and it's the Pentagon releasing their black operations, showing that we actually have, quote-unquote, alternative physics for energies, you know, zero-point energy, and energy we could be using to stop these, I call them big energy or the oligarchs, you know, that's one less thing, like in a light bill that we need to be paying. When we know there's this alternative physics and alternative energy and alternative, you know, technologies, per se, out there. To me, I find that fascinating. I don't think it's, you know, extraterrestrial or whatever.
Well, you know what? You know what? That might be something, Kevin, to look forward to in the coming years, maybe 2018, maybe 2019, because let's not forget the inaugural address from President Trump said, we're going to discover the mysteries and the secrets of the universe together, the hidden technologies and everything. So maybe that's some of the stuff he's talking about. We know that, I think it was his uncle that was working with Tesla. So there's all kinds of theories out there, but I don't know if you could say that that was something as far as a striking finding in 2017, because I don't know if we have enough evidence to put on the table yet, but that might be something to look forward to.
Absolutely. And there's one more interesting with talking about of light extension technologies and all that technology. I've called in and told you before I have what's called retinitis pigmentosa, and I'm losing my eyesight. And they have came out with a new disease or a new cure, an eye injection, doing stem cell research and gene therapy. So that breaking, you know, on the medical side,
yeah,
it's huge. Huge. But I have my own questions, you know, with that. I mean, am I still human if I do this? You know, I have all those other questions, you know, with the, you know, mixing.
Well, you know what? I would say, you know, that is something obviously very personal to you. And I don't know if you're a religious person, but, you know, your maker.
Yeah, absolutely. But I find, you know, just like you said, it's not really, you know, that big of a finding or shocking. But I do think it's something we should look out for. We should look forward to.
I think so. And I have other, listeners that tell me about, you know, certain things that have, you know, kept them down or diseases or whatever. And now they're discovering, you know, 10 years ago they were told they'd never be able to walk. Now they're looking at 2018 hoping to walk again. So there are incredible stories like that out there. Thank you so much for calling, Kevin. And just a point to that, this comes from the Washington Post. Americans are dying younger than people in other rich nations. Well, basically, the story here is Americans' life expectancy doesn't make sense according to the standard of living. And, of course, there is an explanation to that. We are literally poisoning our water supply with glyphosates and fluorosilicic acid. And we have poisoned our food supply with GMOs. And we've poisoned our environment with geoengineering and chemtrails. So, if you're wondering why we have such a lower life expectancy than other nations with the standard of living we have, well, that's because we've poisoned ourselves and poisoned our environments. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we provide solutions to the poisons that are in the food, the water, and the environment. Thank you so much for the call. Sam, calling in from Mexico. You got 60 seconds. Fire away.
The skeletons in the closet, the Clinton crime conspiracy. Awesome that all that's coming up and it's being discussed even in the popular media. And also the Trump revolution that's going all around the world. We've talked about that some in Europe, but it's happening also all through the Americas.
So you say the Clinton body count going mainstream and nationalism going worldwide are the two things to you that were striking in 2017?
Absolutely. Three different elections just happened in South America in December. Conservative candidates getting in. All these nations are very critical to our security in America,
yeah.
And we really should have shown them the democratic and the Christian way of life a long time ago.
Finally, Brazil also has a big election coming up this year. They've got nationalist candidates rising. It's very exciting time, and that's the thing. People say, oh, you're nationalist, so you must hate everyone. No, we want everyone to be nationalist. We want every country to succeed. We want every country to have a culture and identity. Then when I go visit there, it's exciting and thrilling and something different.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it. which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
Well, I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Owen Troyer filling in for Alex Jones today on a working vacation. And we are taking your calls right now, so let's get right back to it. Let's go to Brett calling in from New York. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Great. I just want to talk about the whole thing with Project Veritas and Van Jones. Big nothing burger, right? They come out and attack James O'Keefe instead of analyzing what he actually said. And classic liberal tactic, they attack him personally instead of arguing facts, which you are familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ignore the content, ignore what was actually exposed, and just attack the person you disagree with. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no coverage of it. He's a darling of CNN, and they lie and deny just like Hillary. And I think journalism is completely dead.
Well, now, think about this, though. I wanted to hear from callers today because Pew Research Center says 17 striking findings from 2017. Nothing in there about the JFK files, nothing in there about Hillary Clinton rigging the DNC or anything like that. But the caller brings up a great point. Brett, Yeah, how about everything that Project Veritas has exposed? I mean, these guys, you say journalism is dead. Well, Project Veritas is keeping it alive and well. And you've got this whole Russian collusion thing where, you know, CNN is one of the leaders. They talk about it every day. Trump colluded with Russia. They really think it's true. They're really going to convince their audience it's true, even though it's totally made up. It's completely fabricated. And the very roots of it can be found in the Hillary Clinton camp. And yeah, again, many people have seen the video of myself and Van Jones talking on the streets of Cleveland, where Van Jones seems like a regular guy. We've had differing opinions, but a regular guy. So I don't know why Van Jones goes on air with all of these CNN talking heads and doesn't stand up against the Russian collusion narrative, because, as you said, Project Veritas caught him on the street saying, yeah, there's nothing to the story. The Russian collusion is a nothing burger.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the fact that they just have a general disdain for the American people, again, with the other CNN producers telling that the average American voter is stupid. They just don't respect us, mainly because they fear the Trump awakening.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing, too. You know, I didn't feel like Van Jones hated me because I was white when I was talking to him, but then he says that, you know, Trump was elected because of a white lash. I mean, that seems to be a dog whistle. They're the ones who want to say dog whistle. I mean, is that not a dog whistle to black people? But then you have this story. Racist BuzzFeed lists things white people need to stop ruining in 2018. So BuzzFeed runs the story, 37 things white people need to stop ruining in 2018. This is exactly what you're talking about. They have a deep rooted hatred for anyone that they disagree with. And even though they always try to cast it on white people, as soon as they find out, you know, someone of a minority disagrees with them too, they hate them just as much.
The left is all for diversity, but the lack of diversity of thought. They don't agree with anyone unless you agree with them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, if someone would have written a story, 37 things black people need to stop ruining in 2018, it would have been hell to pay, and rightfully so, you know, but not if you're BuzzFeed and you're a racist against white people, then it's okay.
Exactly.
All right, thank you for the call, Brett. Let's go to Chaz, also calling in from New York. Go ahead, Chaz.
All right. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the alt-tech movement, which I guess is like the alt-right movement, but, you know, with technology, it's kind of like a thing combating Silicon Valley.
Okay, what are you talking about specifically?
Well, like, you know, things like Gab and all that, you know, alternative social media networks.
Alternative news.
Alternative news. I mean, there's something called Hatreon, which is like a alternative to Patreon, you know, which is banned people. And I'm a Jew on Gab, and, you know, people say that Gab is for Nazis, and I have, like, you know, a lot of followers on Gab. You know, people really seem to like me there, so I'm just like, you know, how is Gab for Nazis?
Wow, I mean, this is like the Nazi President Trump standing side by side with Israel and Netanyahu and saying Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. I mean, what a Nazi!
I'm actually a dual U.S. Israeli citizen, and I'm very open about that on Gab.
You know, unbelievable.
Pulling tooling on there. You know, NOFOOLINTULIN. And.
Well, I do think that this is a trend to continue to watch, just kind of alternative things to the mainstream, whether it be social media, news, technology. You know, that's what the establishment has always wanted to suppress. That's what the globalists have always wanted to suppress. I mean, even Trump. Trump is essentially an alt politician. I mean, think about it. Trump is an alt politician. He's not a career politician. He didn't make his life working in government. So he's kind of an alt politician. So, yeah, everything that's kind of alt from the mainstream that the establishment and the globalists have tried to suppress is now kind of getting more momentum as we go into 2018. Thanks for the call, Chaz. Let's go to Roy calling in from Oregon. What is the most striking things from 2017 to you, Roy?
Well, you hit on one of them, and that was geoengineering. The other one that we haven't been hearing much about is Fukushima. Mm-hmm. I've just heard that a guy that my lady friend knows has four-stage thyroid cancer.
Oh, my.
And I believe the West Coast is getting hammered with all this radiation from Fukushima.
Well, they can actually, in fact, while you're talking, the crew can actually pull up the maps where they show you how all this radiation. Now, they did find radioactive particles on the beach in California, but it was not cesium-137. So they still don't even know where that radiation was coming from. But, yes, the cesium-137 is coming through the Pacific Ocean, and it's also killing the marine life.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. When they first started talking about the honeybees dying off, I work in an industry where we use a lot of honey, and that was a big red flag for us, you know, with the geoengineering, and we're getting sprayed constantly here on the West Coast.
Yeah, and all the pesticides that the bees can't pollinate.
Oh, yeah. I was up on Mount Hood skiing yesterday, and we're supposed to have tons of snow right now, and all we're getting is rain. And so I talked to Alex 4 years ago, and somebody had heard me, and they put me in their documentary. And the documentary is called The Battle of Fukushima. So anybody can get on YouTube and check that out. It's a really good documentary about all the radiation we're getting hammered with. And then also Dane Winnington on geoengineeringwatch.org. Go order those DVDs, and you can make copies of those and hand those out to people.
Yeah, it's almost amazing how these things have become passe. Like, the FBI covered up the JFK assassination. Yeah, right. Then it gets exposed. Yeah, well, whatever. Of course it happened. Like, what? How is that? Fukushima, the worst nuclear disaster. They still don't know what to do. They keep sending in these robots. The robots don't even work. They fail as soon as they get in there. It continues to leak into the ocean. Yet I have to listen to fake liberal politicians crying about global warming while they completely ignore what's happening in Fukushima. I mean, that really shows you that they don't care about the planet. They care about their agenda.
Yeah, and they keep talking about, well, we have to be worried about North Korea and Kim Jong-yuk, you know, worried about him. Well, we're getting hammered all the time anyway. Look at the fires down in California.
Yeah, those again, it's all, like, well, those
are all being started. And they're cutting off the rain to California.
Someone is starting those fires. I completely agree with you. I do not believe right. Those are natural. I believe that is terrorism.
Right. But anyway, tell Rob Dew that I said hi. He was here for a Trump rally. I think it was last year.
Well, you can tell him hi. He's probably listening right now. Say hey, Rob.
Oh, hey, Rob. How you doing?
No, that's amazing. Roy, we got to go to break. Thank you so much for the call. But Roy brings up another good point. Again, it's just like everything else. It's just passe. Well, yeah, you know, we got all this evidence now of geoengineering. You know, Russia and China admits that they cloud seed to make rain. Whatever, you know, so the conspiracy theorists were right again. You know, whatever, it's fine.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're talking most striking stories of 2017. We're hearing from the audience today. How about the Owan brothers? Luke Rosiak from the Daily Caller just tweeted out that the Owan court date, well, it had been delayed and delayed and delayed multiple times. Now it's just gone. Now they don't even have a date up there. It was supposed to be January 8th. So how about the Owans? You want to talk about striking stories? How about the Owans potentially working on illegal servers and potentially working for a handful of Democrats, getting their information? Who knows what they may or may not have been sending back to Pakistan? We know they were sending money back to Pakistan. We know that they tried to flee back to Pakistan before they were arrested. Then you've got stories about potential money laundering with car dealerships. So this is another striking finding from 2017. The Owan brothers and their activities inside of the Democrat National Committee and Party, all the work they did. Real quick, guys, I mean, how about everything that InfoWars has done in the year 2017, including introducing new products? One of them is Alpha Power, which right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the new product Alpha Power is 50% off. 50% off right now, the new Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. This thing is just loaded with great, all-natural, healthy ingredients like niacin, zinc, longifolia root extract, organic maca root concentrate. The list just goes on and on. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have an introductory price of 50% off Alpha Power. All kinds of supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the New Year's Gut Pack. That's a combination of Myco ZX and Floralife for 50% off. So you combine Myco ZX and Floralife for the Gut Pack, and that's 50% off. One of our top sellers, which has been around for a while now, you've probably heard of Brain Force Plus. That is 50% off. And then Silver Bullet. You know, a lot of people are getting sick right now. I'm sure that there's a lot to do with that, including the freezing cold weather that we have. All kinds of stories over the news again today, how there's going to be a bunch of record cold temperatures over the New Year's. Well, Silver Bullet is a great way to boost your immune system and combat whenever you feel something coming on. As soon as I feel something coming on, I just start to chug this stuff, and it works every time. It's truly amazing, and it's under $10 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If I were you, I'd go there and I'd buy a pack of this and just load up on it, and you'll be set. You and your family will be set for the rest of this winter and on with Silver Bullet to combat any time you feel a sore throat, a cough coming on, whatever it is. Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com will knock it out. So check that out and everything else at InfoWarsStore.com, hats, t-shirts, flags, books, documentaries, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Allie in California. Allie, what was the most striking story of 2017 to you?
Hey, Owen, how are you doing? Good morning. The most striking thing to me about 2017 was Donald Trump basically just exposing the big scandal, all the scandals going on with the corrupt Democrats and the government, everything going on. He's basically just lifting or moving the curtain to the side and showing everything that's out there. Everything that's going on, it's all corruption. It's totally, absolutely amazing what's going on. And he's just showing us everything and shining light on it.
Yeah, exactly. If you wanted to do a visual representation, you would say it's the light getting shined in the dark room and the cockroaches all scatter. I called it the Trump test. Now, this doesn't mean you have to, you know, like President Trump, but the Trump test is, do you fall for the fake news? Do you just automatically and come out and hate Trump because you fall for the fake news? Or, you know, a level up, if you're in the government or in the media and you're lying about Trump, you're going along with the fake Russian collusion story, then again, that's the Trump test. You failed. So yeah, that's another striking story from 2017. So many people got exposed just by Donald Trump's existence.
And they're exposing themselves by going up against him because what he stands for is us Americans. And
yeah, look at the whole Weinstein Gate thing. So you have Ashley Judd, a self-proclaimed nasty woman. She brags about being a nasty woman, but somehow, you know, she's offended by Harvey Weinstein's nasty behavior. You know, you can think whatever you want about that. I'm not sure if I'm buying that from Ashley Judd. Regardless, this whole Weinstein Gate started by the self-proclaimed nasty woman Ashley Judd, who's nothing more than a attention grabber, who may have been one of the people in Hollywood that sleeps with people for roles. We know that that goes on. So, but they start this whole campaign, I call it Weinstein Gate, so that they can have it fall back on Donald Trump, except what happens? Hollywood is exposed as a bunch of sexual deviants. Hollywood is eating itself. Look what's happening in liberal media circles with Charlie Rose and Mark Halperin, and the list goes on and on. So, yeah, that's right. They completely expose themselves. I'm telling you, every time they go after Trump, it only exposes themselves. And trust me, they will all fall in the end. Thank you for the call, Allie in California. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Good.
All right, so first of all, I wanted to say this is a great segment because it's really important to remind everybody how many times we've been lied to over the entire year. I mean, I think the best thing that's happened this year is we have a president who's not going to sell us out in the Paris Climate Agreement. But, I mean, beyond that, I think, you know, it's really hard to pick just one. You got James Comey lying to Congress. You got the crime rate statistics that Tucker Carlson just exposed on illegals. You got 17 intelligence agencies lie that everybody in Congress pushed for the better part of a year. No one apologized about that. I mean, everything with Project Veritas, you just said.
Yeah, it really is amazing. The, you know, they want to say racist this, bigoted that, xenophobe there. But you just look at the statistics, as you said. I know that Tucker Carlson highlighted this on his nightly news show. I don't know if that was last night or a couple nights ago, where if you look at the actual per capita between illegal immigrants committing a crime and citizens committing a crime, it's not even close. You wouldn't even believe it. Illegal immigrants, well, first of all, just by coming to the country and being here as an illegal immigrant, you just committed a crime. But then on top of that, they are committing more crimes. But I'm the bad guy if I say I want to have a strong border, and I'm the bad guy if I want to have a legal immigration in this country.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that, you know, it's striking to me how somebody who was deemed literally Hitler just recognized Jerusalem as the capital.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's literally Hitler. He's had a great relationship with Netanyahu and Israel, so he's clearly Hitler. And he's clearly a xenophobe, too. I mean, obviously the guy's a xenophobe. He married an immigrant. So it doesn't get more xenophobic than marrying an immigrant, as far as I'm concerned.
So as far as I'm concerned, I think that, you know, we need to really hold the Democrats in Congress's feet to the fire about how long they lied to us over an entire year for whenever they're up for re-election.
Well, I'll tell you what. The only way to actually do that is to just get them out. Is to just vote them out. So that's why the 2018 midterms are going to be so important. And that's why you're going to see the Democrat dirty deeds, dirty tactics, dirty tricks, lies, and deceit be ramped up in 2018, if you can actually believe that. The Democrats are going to get even more lowbrow than they've ever been before. The Democrats are about to go lower than they ever had before. Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high, a total lie. They continue to go lower and lower and lower, and I'm predicting that in 2018, the Democrats will go lower than they ever have before in order to try to maintain their seats in Congress, because they know that if they don't, they're dead. The Democrats are a dead party. It is dead man walking territory right now for the Democrats. So they're going to throw everything they can against the wall in the 2018 midterms. And I predict it's going to fail and the Democrat Party will be dead.
I think the Democrats don't pass the Schmel test anymore.
They don't pass the Schmel test. Was that a Adam Schiff Schmel test?
That's Ron Wyden.
Ron Wyden. Well, I can tell you that one example would be a Claire McCaskill in Missouri, who I hope gets unseated by a Republican. Me personally, Austin Peterson. You look at Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You know, she was one of the people that was close to the Iwan brothers. Debbie Wasserman Schultz also was trying to intimidate police. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is actually working with Hillary Clinton to rig the DNC and the Democrat primary. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is really good at smashing servers with a hammer. So we hope that she gets unseated by Carla Spaulding. So that's what we have to do. We have to vote in people and make the Democrats obsolete.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I want to plow in.